Many years ago, I was serving in my former church as a Bible school teacher for the youth. It was a very good experience for me, and it helped me prepare for the ministries that I would participate in later.
That
said, I also encountered problems and made many mistakes, and I want to share one particular event with you guys. During a lesson, I got into an argument with one of my students. We were both young and passionate about our beliefs, so neither of us was willing to back down from the argument. So it got very heated, and we said hurtful things to each other.
定着クラスのレッスン中にある一人の生徒と口論になりました。当時は二人とも若かったので、自分が進路を強引すぎて、どちらも議論を引き下げようとはしませんでした。だからとても気の遠くしてしまい、お互いに傷つけるようなことを言い合ってしまったんです。So
my student took my words really hard. She started to cry, and then she ran out of the church. It didn't take long for me to realize that I had made a very big mistake. Due to my shame, I felt unworthy, not only of being a teacher, but also of remaining in that church altogether. So I resigned from my position, and I started visiting a
different church.
But for now, let's leave my story here and take a look at the story from the passage we read. So Jesus asks Matthew, a tax collector, to follow him, and then he and his disciples have a dinner with a bunch of sinners. The Pharisees were very displeased by this. Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? They
asked.
Jesus responded with one of my favorite passages from the Bible. God wants mercy, not sacrifice. Jesus didn't come to call the righteous to repentance. He came to call the sinners to repentance. The Bible says in Romans 14, verse 14, how can people invoke his name when they do not believe? And how can they believe in him when they have not heard? How can they hear if there is no one proclaiming him?
ローマ人への手紙14章の14節でこう述べています。人々が信じていないのに、
どうして御名を唱えることができようか。聞いていないのに、どうして主を信じることができようか。主を述べ伝える者がいないのに、どうして聞くことができようか。
The Jewish religious leaders considered themselves to be so holy that they refused to interact with the people who needed their help the most. Unlike them, Jesus spent a lot of time with sinners, teaching them, helping them, and bringing them to God.
ユダヤの宗教指導者たちは、自分たちを聖なる存在だと考えていたので、自分たちの助けを最も必要としている人々との関わりを拒んでいます。しかし、イエスは彼らと違い、罪人たちと多くの時間を過ごし、彼らを教え、彼らを助け、そして神のもとへ連れて行ったのです。
Now, let's get back to my story. As I mentioned before, I knew I had done something very bad. I was repentant, and I wanted to fix things. However, I also felt lost, and I didn't know what I should do.
ここで先ほどの私の話に戻りましょう。前にも述べたように、私は自分がとても悪いことをしたと知っていました。私は悔い改め、物事を直したいと思っていました。しかし迷いも感じていたし、どうしたらいいのか分からなかった。
Thankfully, the main pastor of the church and the youth pastor.were aware of the situation and got in touch with me. They weren't angry or disappointed at me. Instead, they were worried and wanted me and the student to make up.
ありがたいことに、メイン牧師とユース牧師がこの状況を把握していて、私に連絡を取ってくれました。彼らは私に怒ったり、失望したりはしませんでした。むしろ私を心配して、私とその生徒を仲直りすることを望んでくれたんです。
But it didn't stop there. They also arranged a meeting between me and my student, where they would also be present to meet him.
しかしそれだけでは終わりませんでした。彼らは私とその教え子との話し合いの場を設けてくれたんです。
So the meeting was held, and it went smoothly. My student and I apologized to each other, we forgave each other, and once again, we started participating in our corporate church.
その話し合いはスムーズに行われました。私と教え子は互いに互いをし、許し合い、再び同じ教会に参加し始めることができた。
And like me,She was also repentant, and she wanted to make things right, but she couldn't take the initiative. Thankfully, the church leaders noticed the problem and gave us the push that we needed to solve the problem.
私と同じように、彼女も悔い改めていて、物事を直したいと思っていたのですが、彼女もまたどうしたらいいのかわからず、率先して行動することができなかったのです。ありがたいことに、教会のリーダーたちがこの問題に気づき、問題解決に必要な後押しをしてくれました。
I believe this is exactly what Jesus did himself and what he wants us to do too. There are people in our workplaces, neighborhoods, and even the church who need help.
これこそイエスご自身がなさったことであり、イエスが私たちにも望んでおられることだと私は信じています。私たちの職場や近所、そして教会にも助けを必要としている人たちがいるのではないでしょうか。
They might feel repentant and ashamed, but also confused and lost, like I did. They might need someone to lend them a helping hand.Just like Jesus did for Matthew, the tax collectors, and all sorts of people, and like my church leaders did for me and my students.
彼らは後悔して、 恥じているかもしれない、私のように混乱して迷っているかもしれない。彼らはイエスがマタイの長老に、その他いろいろな人たちにしてくださったように、また私の教会の指導者たちが私や生徒たちのためにしてくださったように、誰かの大きな救いの手を必要としているのです。
So Jesus demonstrated his mercy throughout his entire ministry. And the greatest way he did so was by dying on the cross to pay for our sins. So for today's communion, we'll take it a little bit differently than we do usually.
Jesus was その宣教全体を通して哀れみを示されました。その最大の方法は、私たちの罪をあがなうために十字架上で死なれたことです。そのことを覚えて、今日の聖餐式ではいつもとはほんの少し違った方法で行いたいと思います。
So first, we're going to pray presenting the communion elements, thanking Jesus for everything he's done for us, and I'm going to be leading this prayer, so please follow me.
まずはここでこれから始める聖餐式のために、イエスが私たちのためにしてくださったすべてのことに感謝して祈りましょう。
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning for everything you've done for us, for giving your life for us to pay for our sins, but also during your time and effort for demonstrating how to show love, how to reach out for those who are weak, who are lost,confused or repentant, but they need somebody to lead them to you. So please, just as you have guided some leaders to lead us to you, help us also be leaders who will help others who are lost and in sin and confused and in pain also be able to reach you. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So now,we are going to prepare the table, so please come and pick up the communion elements. But don't eat or drink them yet. And when you get back to your seat, please find the people sitting close to you and make small groups with them.
では、いつものように私たちが時間の準備をするので、パンとぶどう酒を手に取ってください。でも、まだ食べたり飲んだり待っていてください。パンを取って自分の席のあたりに戻ったら、近くに座っている人を見つけて、あんに行かないように、今日はちょっと人数少ないのでここら辺は任せてしまって、小さなグループを作ってちょっと待っていてください。